Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Hello and welcome to Luke's English Podcast, the podcast for learners of English. This is the very first podcast that I've done, and it will be the first of many more podcasts that you'll be able to download and listen to in the future. So because this is the first podcast, it's a bit short. It's shorter than the other ones will be. And in this podcast, basically, I'm going to introduce myself to you so that you can get to know me a little bit. And then I'm going to tell you about what is going to happen in other podcasts in the future. Let's see. First of all, my name's Luke, Luke Thompson. Now, the name Luke can be a little bit difficult for learners of English to pronounce sometimes. And I meet lots of people who can't pronounce my name, and they call me Luke or maybe Luck. But it's not Luke or Luck. It's Luke, of course. Let's see. I live in London. I work as an English teacher in a English language school in West London. And I've been teaching English for about 8 years now. I first started teaching in Japan, and I lived in Japan for 2 years in an area near Tokyo called Kanagawa Prefecture. And I taught English there for 2 years, and it was really great. I had a really good time. It was a very interesting experience for me, and I've got lots of interesting stories to tell about my time in Japan. So I taught there for 2 years, and then I came back to London, I've been teaching English in London for about 6 years now. I've worked in a few different schools. I used to work in a school near Oxford Street, and I worked in another school in Waterloo. And now I work in a school which has two buildings, one in Holland Park and the other one in Chiswick in West London. And I enjoy my job very much, because I get to meet lots of very interesting people, possibly people like you, people who need to learn English, and they come to London, they come to my school, for example. And it's very interesting for me to meet these people from around the world and to introduce them to the English language and the English culture as well. Let's see. As well as being a teacher, an English teacher, I'm also interested in lots of other things. I love music. I'm a big music fan. For example, I love the Beatles, of course, because I'm English. We all love the Beatles, don't we? So I love the Beatles, and I love lots of different kinds of music as well. I play music sometimes. I play the drums and I play the guitar. I'm not very good at the guitar, to be honest. I'm just trying to learn how to do that. But I've been playing drums for a long time now. I play in a band at the school, we play concerts sometimes, and that's really great fun. I'm also into lots of other things. I love movies, and I like sport, like football, of course, again, because I'm English and we all love football, right? I also like rock climbing too. So that's just a little bit of information about me. Okay, now I'm also interested in you and your opinions and your stories and your questions as well. So if you have any questions for me, if there are stories that you'd like to tell me, you can email me. Now, at the end of each podcast, I will actually ask you a question, and I really want this to be an interactive podcast, which means that you can email me your answers to the question that I will ask you at the end of the podcast, and it'll be a chance for you to tell me what you think about some of the things that we'll be talking about. So if you want to email me, you can write to this address. It's luketeacher@hotmail.com. That's luketeacher@hotmail.com. And I'll be very glad to hear from you.
You're still listening to Luke's English Podcast. If you'd like some more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Now, let me tell you about the podcast. Now, obviously, this is the first podcast, so it's slightly different from podcasts in the future. But what is so fantastic about this podcast is that the whole thing will be real, natural British English. So that means that if you're interested in having a good listening experience, practicing your listening, but also finding something that will be interesting and entertaining and fun, then this is the podcast for you. Like I said, it will all be totally natural British English. So the sort of English that I speak with my friends, for example, the kind of real English that people in Britain speak all the time. I record the podcast here in my apartment in London. I'm sitting on my sofa, and it's a Saturday morning. So I record the podcast at home in my free time. And a typical podcast will have three parts. The first part will be a little bit of conversation with me. So I might talk about something that's happening at the moment, so possibly a news story or what's been going on recently. And I will also answer your questions, and I will read out your comments that you've sent to me via the email address that I read out earlier on. That's the first part. The second part of the podcast will be a feature. So that means that it will be probably an interview with someone. So I might interview one of my friends or interview a member of my family. And so you'll be able to listen to a natural conversation between native speakers, for example. It will be like you are spending time with some native English speakers. I know it's difficult to find native English speakers to meet and talk to. But if you listen to this podcast, you'll be able to listen to me talking to some of my friends or family. So again, a really good chance for you to listen to natural British English being spoken. So that, like I said, the second part will be a feature, maybe an interview with someone. I might, for example, go into London and interview people on the street, or I'll interview people that I meet in the pub, for example. And we'll talk about lots of interesting topics. Then the third part of the podcast, I will look at some of the language that I've used in part one and part two. And I'll actually teach you some really useful vocabulary and really useful expressions, the kinds of natural language that normal British people speak when they talk to each other. So this podcast is a really good chance for you to try and push your level of English up. And if you start using some of the vocabulary that you hear on this podcast, you can really start to push your level further up to an advanced level of English. Another good thing about the podcast is that you can download it from the internet. You can put it onto your iPod or your MP3 player, and then you can listen to it anywhere you like. I mean, you can listen to this on the bus, on the way to work, or on your way to school. You can listen to it maybe when you're in the gym doing your exercise. I mean, you can listen to it anywhere you like. I mean, you can listen to it on the toilet, for example, or maybe when you're having a bath. I mean, I suppose that might be a bit weird or a bit strange if you're listening to me while you're having a bath or when you're on the toilet. I don't really care. I don't really care where you are or what you're doing, as long as you're actually listening to the podcast. That's the most important thing for me. Also, you can listen to this anywhere in the world. So if you've come to London to study English, you might have been at my school, you might have been one of my students. But if you've come to London and then you go back to your country, you can keep downloading and listening to this podcast from your country. And it's a really good chance to extend your British English learning experience. Now, there are lots of other podcasts that you can download from the internet, lots of learning English podcasts. If you go to iTunes, if you've got iTunes on your computer, for example, if you go to the iTunes store and do a search for Learning English Podcast, you'll find lots of different English language podcasts available. But in my opinion, most of them are rubbish, actually. And I think that this will be probably better than all the others. Now, I'm not being very modest there, but I think I'm just being confident, which is a good thing. But I've listened to a lot of other podcasts that you can find on the internet. And first of all, most of them seem to be American, and they have American English, which is fine, because American English is great and all that. But you might want to listen to British English, right? Or sort of London English, which is what I can offer in this podcast. So also, a lot of the podcasts that I've listened to seem to be very patronising. And by patronising, I mean that they talk to you like you're a bit stupid, or maybe like you're a bit of a child. So they might be something like, welcome to the American English Podcast from podcasts.com. Today's podcast is about dogs. Dogs are a kind of pet that you keep in your home or in your house, for example, right? Sort of a bit slow, a bit boring, and a bit patronising. So I think that this podcast will be hopefully more interesting than that, not as patronising, not very boring, hopefully, sort of natural and fun. And you will actually want to listen to it for entertainment. So it's not like studying, but more like just something that you listen to just because it's interesting. I hope so, anyway. So I think that's it, really. That's the end of this first podcast. Don't forget to listen to the second one and the third one, because they will be more interesting than this, because there'll be things like interviews with people and other stuff like that. So I'd like to end this podcast with a question, which I would like you to answer through the email address. And the question is, what would you like me to talk about? So what would you like to hear me talk about on this podcast? So send me a question. It could be a question about perhaps Britain or British culture, or about London. It could be a question about English, if you've got a question about English vocabulary or grammar. I'm happy to answer your questions on the podcast. So that's the first question. What would you like me to talk about? And that's it. That's the end of the podcast. Don't forget, you can email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing from you in the future. So that's it. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks for downloading Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.